on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, we have a lot that goes on with our good friends at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, even though they are undergoing the renovations that they are undergoing. They still keep going with all the different programs. Of course, they have their temporary location at the Legion building, which is where their mainstay is, but they still have a lot of different events that they are hosting and going on. And what we're going to talk about now is one that's coming up on October the 6th from 7 till 8:30 in the evening. It is a free event, and it's an author event book. Rob Sedgwick will be there. And the book is Rob Goes to Jail. Bob Goes to Jail. And Mark Scarborough will be there at this event. First of all, Rob, let's talk about you as an author and how long you've been an author, how you became an author, if that was your first vocation of choice. We'll start off with that first.
I actually read a story that I wrote in high school, which won all sorts of prizes, and then I got systematically just killed at the Bennington workshop, and that really traumatized me. So I just kind of stopped. And Bennington's produced like lots of really terrific, very established, pedigreed writers. And I came on this subject, Bob Goes to Jail, 2008-ish. I used to be in a drug ring. We were busted. I had a contract on my head. We got caught with a quarter ton, which back then had a street value of $1.2 million. This was 1990. So I thought it would be a great story. And also because somebody like me, who came from, you know, a pretty nice background, how someone like me would get involved in something like this. And so I thought it would make a great story. So that's how I started that. And subsequently, I started falling in love with writing again. I just finished a play. I wrote a couple of other books, but this is the first one that's finally been published, Bob Goes to Jail. And so that's kind of what I'm doing now in addition to teaching, actually. I've been an actor all my life, and I'm kind of finished with that at this point and just focusing on writing and teaching. So that's where I am.
We are talking once again with Rob Sedgwick, author of Bob Goes to Jail. It's going to be a conversation with Mark Scarborough. That is going to be fun just to sit in and eavesdrop and look at, because Mark is so interesting in what he does and the questions and the information that he has. But this is an event that is coming up, put on by the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, October the 6th from 7 to 8:30. It's free. But of course, it's via Zoom, so you're going to have to set up and contact the library via that. And you can go to their website, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org, and you can just click on the event itself. Now, the story that you talk about here that you've mentioned to us, Bob Goes to Jail. It sounds like now a story that you, as someone who is an actor and you're now a writer, this sounds like something that you can put into a screenplay. Is that a possibility with this?
I think so. I mean, it's endlessly funny because I'm an utterly inept criminal, my friends, actually, who I ended up putting in, well, I won't give away, but yeah. One of my friends who I was involved with it said, there's organized crime and then there's disorganized crime, and I guess we were disorganized.
Yeah, but what's interesting about your story is you're not just talking about crime. You're talking about major, major crime, drug trafficking, and having somebody put out a hit on you, and then to come through all that is, you have to admit, is pretty amazing.
And also drinking, yeah. And also drinking the whole time. And I've been sober for about 27 years. So, which is a real blessing. But yeah, no, it's cloaked in funny, but there's a lot of, very heavy duty stuff. It was, there was the Mexican mob involved, intergenerational, crime family from Mexico. And, I did have a hit on me after we were busted, and I flipped. I mean, I gave everybody up. And so, so I had to watch my back for quite some time. And, it was actually what's funny about it is because I had no idea the ramifications of being involved in something like this. And so I had the gift of ignorance.
Along with the gift of ignorance, how did you get over the fear, or were you so involved in this, and you were so involved in drugs and alcohol that fear was not a factor in this?
Fear wasn't a factor until we really started doing it for a while, and then I realized it could maybe break bad. Certainly in the beginning, it was just fun. And I have a scene about when, I don't know if you read the book, but when we're in the elevator, first deal, and I'm there with Jordan, who was the main guy in my bracket of the crime thing. We're in the elevator with a refrigerator box filled with 250 pounds of marijuana, which, you know, marijuana seems, you know, nothing now because so much of it is legalized, but we got caught with a quarter ton, which that's a lot. And as I said before, that had a street value of like $1.2 million back then. So we got stuck in the elevator, and he was terrified. And the driver was there too, who drove in from Missouri with stuff. And but I was just able to say to the other passenger, who was also another tenant in the building, like, oh, these are friends of mine. They've opened a clothing shop in Tribeca, and they got locked out, and we're taking the merchandise up to my apartment overnight. It's just so wonderful. So I was able, so to me, it was fun. And it was just sort of, and I was an actor, so it was just like, I made up stuff. And we got into the apartment, and Jordan and the driver were terrified. And Jordan said to me, oh, my God, you're a natural. You're amazing. I was terrified, you know, because it was an old elevator. We got stuck. We would have been screwed. But I didn't, to me, it was new and fun. I wasn't aware of the seriousness of everything. No, I mean, I was aware maybe intellectually, but not emotionally aware of it.
Let's go into your family background, because I'm looking at on the information on you, and I come from a family where my father was a famous comedian in the 50s. My brothers were just outstanding athletes. My sister was just the most gorgeous woman in the world, and I was this overweight little kid that had to fight for his way in the world. Your family and the people that you were surrounded with are some pretty amazing people.
I guess they are, yeah.
Your sister is Kira Sedgwick, right?
Yes.
And, of course, she's married to Kevin Bacon. Your yes. brother was a painter. You also had Andy Warhol's muse.
Edie Sedgwick is my, she's my cousin, and she's, yes, Edie cousin and the Andy Warhol thing, and my great-great-great-whatever grandfather was first Speaker of the House, and he also freed the first American slave to be freed in America a couple of years after America was born, and her name was Elizabeth Freeman, and she was the first American slave freed, and that led very quickly to the abolition of slavery in Massachusetts.
It's amazing
very early on.
It's amazing that you mentioned that, because they just dedicated a statue for Elizabeth Freeman in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
It's about time.
Yeah, they just dedicated a beautiful statue for her.
Right.
So anyways, what I'm trying to imply is you come from an obviously strong, very visible and powerful family. Does that have any relationship to you taking the path you took, or is that just something that just happened to be?
No, what I did in the book, and also I had a very impressive stepfather who was, which is mentioned a lot in the book, who was at the forefront of abstract expressionism in America. I'm talking about Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko and Clifford Still and Barney Newman, all of whom were friends of his. And he was the first person to actually buy their paintings. You had a clutch of people who were at the forefront of that movement in addition to him. His name was Ben Heller, but he's the first one to put his money where his mouth is. And that's America's great, one of a couple of America's great contributions to world culture. So we were raised, when my mom married my stepfather, we moved into a museum. We had Blue Poles, which is the Australian government now, which is now priceless. I almost, you know, saved that painting several occasions, almost people banging into it. We were playing tag. The Rothkos were all over the apartment. The Barney Newman. But it was a very lousy place to be brought up in as a kid. And I examine this a lot in the book. So it's really a sort of lack of guidance. He was a very, he was an abusive guy. It was really difficult. So what I found in the book is I started with the bust, and then, but then I alternate chapters and I go back to, the beginning, sort of my history, chapters time shift back and forth. So, you know, it's essentially a lack of guidance that I ended up that way. And it was fueled by a lot of alcohol. And, you know, I'm a dad now, and kids are very delicate. And if you know, they're easily led down the wrong path. And a lot because of that lack of guidance, I think that's kind of where I ended up. But I think also that era, there were lots of absentee parents. You know, a lot of them were latchkey kids. And a lot of people who read this book just said, yeah, my parents were never there. My parents never showed up. And this isn't a condemnation of them by any stretch, but that's what happened. So, I think that's how it ended up. And also, it was kind of thrilling because I was offered this gig, and as I say in the book, it's like, you know, we do a half a ton a month, and we do two loads a month, so and you get $3,000 a pop, so that's $70,000 a year you'll make sitting around with your thumb up your ass. And I thought, wow, that sounds great to me. And this was in '88, when that was a lot of money, and it was fun, and you felt like you were James Bond, you know, and it was just, and it's, of course, stupid now looking back on it, but at the time I was, you know, late 20s, and nothing much was going on in life. I mean, I was acting, but I mean, it's a tough gig, I mean, when you're not working, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. So, and I got a lot of work, acting work, when I started doing it, because I'd come to auditions, and I just didn't care, because I was making so much money and had this wonderful, fulfilled, enchanted fantasy life that was actual, that I had going on. So, you know, auditions were kind of like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
It really, you know, just talking to you for the past few minutes, we're talking, of course, with Rob Sedgwick, author of Bob Goes to Jail. It is obviously one young man's search for some sort of acceptance, either in love, a family, a friendship, in life, and all the bad things that happened mixed in with your attitude managed to put you out on the right side of things.
Well, that took a long time. That was a process, you know. It was also like, after the whole legal situation, I had to get sober. And through that process, which takes quite some time, now things are, my life is much, much different, you know. And the irony is all the people I put in jail and snitched on and stuff like that, we're all best friends and we're all sober now, and we remain friends all these years, which is kind of ironic because there were a couple of years there were nobody talking and everybody was in their own foxhole because there were heavy legal ramifications. Some people like me had a contract on their head and all sorts of things. So, but yeah, everyone's a couple of people got killed, but you'd have to read the book to see that. But basically, we're all pretty great now, you know. And kids and stuff like that, and trying to be responsible parents and, you know, good members of society, you know, giving back and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah.
Well, it sounds like that people that will go to this or attend a Zoom event will have more than an hour and a half's worth of action packed into it. Once
it
again.
It certainly is a lot of action, I'll tell you. Yeah, there are cops and robbers. There's lots of guns. There's lots of Mexican drug cartel, there's lots of New York, there are lots of all sorts of interesting things. So.
Well, once again, a conversation with Mark Scarborough with Rob Sedgwick, once again, author of Bob Goes to Jail. This is put on by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, October 6th, via Zoom from 7 to 8:30. For more information, it's a free event. Contact Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org. Rob, it's been great speaking to you, and all I can say is I thought I've lived an interesting 69 years. You've got me outpaced by at least 120 years.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, it's a fun book. It's a fun book, and it's something that unless you're a criminal, you haven't done that. It's a really sort of fascinating, you know, stroll down that path without any of the bad stuff happening to you. You know.
Yeah, well, if a movie ever gets made, is Kevin going to be you?
No, he's way too old. So you need somebody late 20s to be able to pull that off. We'll see. That would be a nice thing, though.
All right. Well, it's been great speaking to you, and good luck on that night with your event.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.